This morning, the small city of Brookside, Alabama, population 1,250, faces at least five federal lawsuits after a scathing report about local police ticketing practices.
I don't believe I was impeding any traffic. I wasn't going over the speed limit, under the speed limit.
The city seeing a dramatic spike in tickets issued in recent years. So many people were packed into the courthouse, police had to direct traffic. In 2018, only 50 vehicles were towed in the city. But by 2020, that number rose to 789. And in that same period, fines and forfeitures by police rose from around $82,000 to $610,000. The city, with no traffic lights, collecting nearly $500 in fines for every resident. Critics calling it taxation by citation, referring to the city as the Brookside booby trap.
Most of their conduct is likely illegal or unconstitutional, and it is unquestionably harsh.
Police Chief Mike Jones, who spearheaded the changes, resigned this week under pressure amid allegations some officers fabricated charges and used racist language. The department has not publicly responded to those accusations. When he was hired, Jones was the only full-time police officer. Since then, Brookside has hired eight more full-time cops. One local lawmaker is now demanding other officials resign, including the mayor.
Not only does he need to resign, the city attorney, prosecutor who has been involved in this, and of course, yes, the judge, Judge Wooten, needs to resign.
Critics say this picture demonstrates the issue of over-policing. A riot control vehicle parked outside the community center in a city that still has a volunteer fire department.